Have you ever thought about how physical activity could be more than just, well, physical? Like, what if it could genuinely teach kids responsibility, caring, self-motivation?
That's a really interesting question, and actually, that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're looking at the Teaching Personal and Social Responsibility Model, TPSR for short.
TPSR, okay. And we're basing this on some solid research.
Yeah, absolutely. Our main source is a recent scoping review from 2024 by Klain, Togurdeau, and Bartels. They've basically mapped out the scientific literature on TPSR in PE for secondary students. Really thorough work.
Great. So the plan is to unpack what TPSR actually is, how it aims to shape, behavior and social skills, what the benefits look like, and maybe some of the challenges it bumps up against in schools.
Exactly. Let's get into it. It actually has quite a powerful origin story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes back to the late 1970s. A guy named Don Helison in Portland. He developed it initially because he was working with disadvantaged youth facing, well, some pretty serious issues, violence, problems in school, just general disinterest in PE.
So it wasn't just about getting kids moving, it was a response to real social issues.
Precisely. Helison's big idea was that PE could be this amazing vehicle, you
Yeah.
know? Not just for fitness, but for teaching ethics, discipline, values, even social justice, skills meant to transfer outside the gym.
That's a powerful vision, using PE as like a classroom for life lessons. So how did he make that concrete? Is that where his famous levels come in?
Exactly it. He created this scale, five levels of responsibility to make it practical. It starts at level zero, which is irresponsibility.
Okay, like actively disrupting
You
things.
may be messing with equipment, bothering others. It acknowledges that you have to start where kids actually are.
Right. So what's the path forward from there?
Well, you move up. Level one is self-control and respect. So learning to handle conflict peacefully, not just reacting. Then level two is effort and participation. You know, trying hard, joining in.
Okay, making progress. What's next?
Level three is self-regulation or self-responsibility. This is where students start taking initiative managing materials, maybe even choosing to join a sports team outside of class.
Ah, taking ownership.
Exactly. Then level four is caring and helping others. Think peer coaching, making sure everyone feels included, looking out for others.
That's a big step. And the final level.
Level five, transfer. This is the ultimate aim, taking all these responsibility skills, self-control, effort, caring, and applying them, in other classes, at home, in the community, becoming a role model.
That makes a lot of sense as a progression, but how do teachers actually like guide students through these levels? What are they doing day to day?
Good question. They use specific strategies, things like modeling respect. The teacher has to walk the talk, right? Setting expectations, clearly.
Okay.
And really important ones are giving choices and voices, which gives students some autonomy, some say in things. And then, crucially, there's reflection time, usually at the end of the lesson.
Reflection time. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, it's where students actually stop and think about and maybe discuss how they did on the responsibility goals for that day. It makes the learning explicit.
That sounds key. It really focuses on the internal shift, doesn't it? The sources mention this idea of a pedagogy of effect. What does that mean practically?
It means TPSR isn't just hoping kids pick up these emotional skills like motivation or resilience by chance. It's designed to target them. It's
Yeah.
intentional about affecting, well, affect emotions and attitudes.
And this ties into psychology theories, right? Like self-determination theory.
Exactly. It lines up beautifully with SDT's three basic psychological needs. Giving choices supports autonomy, opportunities for success, and positive feedback boost competence.
Okay.
And things like fostering social interaction, strong teacher relationships, that level four caring stuff that all builds relatedness, that sense of connection. It's what makes the model work, psychologically speaking.
Got it. But that final hurdle, level five, transfer, applying it all outside the gym, that sounds like the really ambitious part. How well does that actually work?
You've nailed the biggest challenge. Level five is the goal, but it's definitely the hardest bit to achieve and even measure. The review talks about avoiding the Bo Peep theory, this idea that you just teach it and kids will magically apply it everywhere.
Right, like they'll just find their way home on their own.
Exactly. It doesn't work like that. You need what they call a good shepherd approach. Teachers have to actively teach for transfer
How do they do that?
through things like hugging, be making direct links between PE skills and similar tasks, like teamwork in PE relates to group projects elsewhere in school, and bridging. Using analogies to apply principles in totally different contexts, like how does showing effort in this drill look when you're doing chores at home?
So you have to consciously build those bridges,
Yeah.
okay. Now, you mentioned this model is used globally, 31 countries. Wow.
Yeah, it's got incredible reach, which shows it's adaptable. But that also brings challenges. The review mentions France, for instance. Well, France has traditionally had a very centralized teacher-led system. TPSR is very student-centered and flexible, so there can be a bit of a clash, you know, trying to fit this different approach into a rigid structure.
I can see that.
But French education is also shifting, emphasizing more pupil-centered learning. So there are entry points, opportunities for TPSR to fit. The key thing everywhere, though, is good teacher training. You need that for high-quality implementation. Otherwise, the model's impact gets diluted.
Right. Fidelity to the model matters. So, wrapping up the main findings, TPSR seems to work. It does enhance responsibility, maybe modestly, but consistently.
That's the gist. It's a valuable tool, definitely not some magic fix-all or panacea, as they say. And its success really hinges on long-term quality implementation and fitting the local context.
And we still need more research on that tricky level 5 transfer.
Absolutely. Measuring what happens after the PE lesson ends is still a big research gap.
Okay, so that leaves us with a final thought. Given how tough that transfer piece is, moving skills from one setting to, well, real life, what fundamental shifts might we need? Not just in PE, but maybe from educators, parents, all of us. How do we help ensure the vital skills learned anywhere, sports, class, even family talks, actually stick and show up as responsible, caring actions in the messy reality of young people's lives?